The Carmelites gradually migrated from Palestine to Europe because of increasing hostility from Muslims who wanted to rid the area of Europeans during and after the Crusades. They became known in Europe as the White Friars on account of their white woolen mantles. They had some difficulty adjusting to a more urban society, and their strict rule was changed in 1247 to permit higher education. Teresa of Avila, 1515-82, the best-known Carmelite, later cautioned, "Those who walk in the way of prayer have need of learning, and the more spiritual they are, the greater their need." But, as historian Peter Thomas Rohrbach notes, in general, their work was individual and inspirational rather than organized and institutional. We notice a definite pattern to avoid an involvement with an organized school or hospital or parochial arrangement, despite a few isolated cases. The prophetic tradition demanded a freer and less institutional approach to human problems, the prophet emerging from his solitude to preach the instant and necessary message, to give aid and comfort where and when it was needed. Carmelite women's orders. In the medieval period, there were established women's religious orders, but many women, known as Beguines, also attempted to live a contemplative life informally and independently of the church, either by themselves or in groups. The Carmelite fathers encouraged these women to adopt the Carmelite tradition, which allowed for independence within a disciplined contemplative life. Orders of Carmelite nuns, second orders, were formally established by the mid-15th century, though not without struggle. Frances d'Amboise, for example, a young widow of noble family, wanted to enter a Carmelite convent in 1459, but her family forbade her because a second marriage would benefit them financially. For 3 years, Frances held off suitors. Then, one day at Mass, just as the priest was distributing communion, she got up and loudly recited a public vow of perpetual chastity, at which point her family's hopes of finding her a wealthy husband vanished. They relented and allowed her to establish and enter a Carmelite convent. Orders for lay people, third orders, were also founded in the mid-15th century. One of the Carmelites' trademark garments since the mid-13th century has been the brown scapular, which symbolizes the special protection of Mary.